So I was cleaning out my fridge today.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you have on the door, you have all your sauces and your bottles and
whatever. Yeah, your jams, your jellies.
Yeah, and there's, I was like, oh, there's so much stuff that we don't use. And so I pulled out a Guy Fieri.
You just a wild Guy Fieri. Get out of here.
Hey, I'm Guy Fieri. So it's like,
it's like Mr. Mixiplex. Say my name backwards. You can't.
Irif?
You're trapped in Flavor Town now.
Irif Yug.
It was a Pokemon? That's the Guy Fieri that only comes out at night.
Fieri.
If you ever see a dark rainbow, you look at the end of it and you find a reverse Guy Fieri. Anyway, your fridge, yes.
Yeah, so there was a barbecue sauce kind of Guy Fieri stuff that I was like, oh, this is horrible, and it's like sludge at the bottom. Yeah. There's only like a quarter of it left, and it's been there for a very long
time. Oh, this is horrible. I used 3/4 of it.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember using it. So I, instead of dumping that, I didn't know if it was going to be solid or what. Like, I'm not dumping that in my sink. So I dumped it in the toilet, and it, I just want to say it looked gross.
Mm-hmm. It looked like it belonged there?
Yeah, I don't really have any more of the story. I just want to say that Guy Fieri made a mess in my toilet. Oh, and guess what it was called? Pacific Rim.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
All right.
Hey, welcome to the show.
All right.
I am Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day now.
Well, welcome to our show, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Let's jump into some newsy news.
Yeah, sure.
Current Zero News Flash.
Jared Leto is in talks for the Bloodshot movie.
He's like kind of a, you know, like a brainwashed kind of assassin
gun.
Type person.
I've got a fart gun.
I think the hook on that character is that he's sort of like kind of...
Leto me go! Anyway.
I think they kind of mind wiped him, like he had like a happy family and stuff and signed up for it, and they erased the memory of them or something, so it's...
And turned him into a playboy millionaire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that, I guess. So that's potentially happening.
Yeah.
Would he be that and the Joker? I hope not.
Whoa, I don't know. That's a lot of characters.
Two.
I mean, you can't go method two characters at the same time, can you?
Mm-hmm. What if the Joker started mailing Bloodshot?
He'd be the bloker.
Fan fiction.
Yeah.
Fan fiction.
Yeah, Tumblr posts.
Oh, God. He started stalking himself.
Man, that'd be the worst thing a cast member ever received.
Anything written by Jared Leto?
Yeah.
What? But he's a soul, full poet.
Okay.
He's a Funk Soul brother. Check it out now.
You know who's playing Bloodshot? They have like some web stuff they've done, like web series stuff.
Yeah.
It's Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger from Power Rangers, playing Bloodshot in like some stuff. Yeah.
Huh.
Guy needs to work.
Guy does need to work. Yes, and you know, how's that gonna feel? Jared Leto taking your role.
You said Green Ranger, and then, like, you said his full name, and I was like, his name's Tommy Oliver? And I was like, no, that's a fictional character, Kyle. You're an idiot.
You're a fictional character, dick. Here's a thrilling piece of news. Keith David is joining the new Warriors show. Keith David, as we know from all the roles,
and
every
he's
last
got
one
of the best voices in Hollywood.
Oh, for sure. And apparently he's going to be playing a character named Ernest Vigman, who is, quote, a cautious municipal employee who butts up against the hopeful energy of the new Warriors. So he's just gonna be having none of their shit.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Being Keith David. You know what? Sure. That's not a very exciting piece of casting news based on the character description, but it's Keith David, so it'll be good.
I love Keith David.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who
doesn't? I don't think I've ever...
I'm always happy to see and or hear him.
Yeah.
Well, he's real good at complimenting us, too.
This is a little bell I ring when someone's being a total ass.
Season 6 of Community, where he was a main cast member.
Oh, right.
They went to a wedding, and he's like, I've got to admit, I had a bad problem in the 90s with complimenting white people. I can't stop doing it.
He made up for a lot of the cast hemorrhaging in that season. Really single-handedly was just like, you know what? I'm fine. Everything's fine. Keith David's here, you guys. Keith David's here.
Other TV news. Apparently, Draco Malfoy won't be coming back to The Flash.
No!
I know. Good for him. Smart move.
You gotta admit, he's a good actor.
He's actually...
Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, there's a lot of people on that show that I enjoy quite a bit, but it did feel like, it's like, yeah, you could be doing something more than this.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you should be.
Oddly enough, I saw a documentary that he made that's about kind of the fan thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really quite engrossing. I was totally sucked into it just because it... Like, he's... Because of the whole Harry Potter thing and just people going nuts and he... And he does it pretty honestly of just like, okay, I get it that people love this and I love it too. And that's, you know, you got to be cordial and good with people about doing this, but it gets pretty crazy and just kind of like, where does that limit go? And
yeah,
it's an interesting watch.
Every time I hear that he's apparently such a nice guy.
Yeah. He seemed like a very cool
guy.
Makes
me happy inside.
Yeah. Draco's a good guy. Who knew it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, should we move on to the warm-up, you think?
Who?
Welcome to the warm-up!
Alright, so today, for our little warm-up, I have a quick one. I have a Read This Now. And it's something that came out, as of recording in the same week. And I read it very, very quickly, but I really enjoyed it. Usagi Yojimbo, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, one-shot. Which, of course, I'm going to bring this up. Mm. But by Stan Sakai.
Surprise!
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 I get it.
But by Stan Sakai entirely, it's wrote and drew it. It's full color, which is usually Usagi Yojimbo is only in special occasions. And it's very beautifully colored.
What if they ever do partial color?
Partial? Like certain characters are in color?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they only use red.
They only use two colors.
Oh, so like parts of Manhattan Project.
Either way, so it's basically Usagi meeting the Ninja Turtles, which has happened a good few times in the history of comics. Except this time he's meeting the IDW universe Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. Except Usagi, in his own continuity, has already met like the original Mirage Turtles. So what happens, it's sort of a direct follow-up. There was Shades of Green was, I think, the first time they met. I think that's when Mirage was publishing Usagi. When they crossed over, there's, like, this rat from the Usagi world who looks a lot like Splinter, coincidentally, who, like, pulls them into their world. The same character does the same thing again, except this time he accidentally gets the IDW ones instead of the Mirage Turtles. So, like, the turtles show up, and they're like, what's going on? Who are these people? Why does that guy look like Splinter? We're going to have to fight this rabbit. Yeah. And Usagi's like, hey guys! And they're just like, let's get him! It's kind of how it gets set up. And eventually they learn how to work together. But basically it gets explained like, oh, shoot. They're the turtles. It's the turtles, but from a different reality.
Yeah.
And so, we have Usagi having met different versions of them before. And then these turtles having never, like, this is all new stuff to them. Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Which is nice, and it sort of continues, like, they had that Bebop and Rocksteady miniseries from IDW where they kind of, like, traveled throughout time and, like, realities and stuff, and one of them was they went into an old Mirage comic, so it's sort of continuing that thread where there's this whole multiverse going on, which I enjoy. So it's a solid, much more to say about it, I don't want to give any spoilers away. It's kind of a done-in-one story, it's nothing, like, earth-shattering, but it's a rock-solid... like, issue of Usagi Yojimbo with the Ninja Turtles in it, effectively. Nice. Which is high praise, because Usagi Yojimbo is fantastic. The coloring is gorgeous. It plays around with, like, some Japanese mythology stuff in there. And there's some familiar faces.
Hellboy shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be the only way you could improve it.
Superman? Rick Moranis?
Why does he have a mustache?
I think it's, I believe, I don't know if it's come out yet or not. the cartoon, the current Ninja Turtles cartoon, is having like an Usagi Yojimbo like arc, where they sort of meet Usagi Yojimbo in his world, coming out, I think, like the same time that this issue's coming out, which has got to be design.
Yeah.
But for
I'm
me,
I'm sure it's total coincidence.
Total coincidence, yeah. Oops. For me personally, being just these are my two favorite things, kind of. You know, they've met each other before, but the way it's happening now, it's like, this is nice. This is very cool. It's a really good comic. Worth picking out.
Cool.
Well, read this. No, we don't have a stinger for it.
We didn't have a stinger.
Oh!
What the f***?
So, welcome to the main topic. You might recall this past March, we did a little March Madness.
Crazy March Madness.
I've got March Madness, and the only prescription is more March Madness.
Is April.
Something, something, smarch. we did like an 8-character tournament. We all picked a few characters and did not sort of tell each other.
And gave them to you.
And gave them to me, and I picked a couple who I didn't tell either of you about. And we had them fight for our amusement. We're going to do that again this week.
Okay.
We're calling it August Oddness. Oddness is spelled A-U-D-N-E-S-S because screw you, dictionaries. Screw you, Red Dotted Line and Clippy. Screw you, Margaret. I don't think I know anyone named Margaret.
I hope you don't. You're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
Okay, who's up first?
The first fight? In the heart of Transylvania, there's not a vampire zanier.
Oh.
And something, 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 something. Count Duckula.
Nice. Is that yours?
That's it. That's Mark's.
Oh, I love you. I can kiss your beautiful face.
It's interesting because he's fighting another diminutive vampire-like character.
Really?
Dragon Ball's own Chaozu. Who is a... For the uninformed, and we should probably
Including me.
We should introduce these characters a little bit as they come up. Duckula is a vampire duck.
Right.
He's also a vegetarian.
He was actually
carrot juice.
Done in comics and the animated.
Oh, tomato juice. Yeah. Oh, right. Yes.
It started out as a Danger Mouse character.
Was it?
It was like a different version of Duckula.
Oh,
but,
okay. I didn't
realize
it.
But then,
cool. Chaozu is like, throughout like the, 40 years that the show and comics have taken place, he's always remained a small child, like a small mime-looking kid, who, like anyone else, can fly and shoot lasers and all that jazz, and he's based on a Chinese vampire.
All right.
Yeah. He once blew himself up to try to save his friends and did not blow up the other guy.
He tried real hard.
But Chaozu!
Don't worry! You can just wish me back with the Dragon Balls! Now goodbye, my friend!
That won't work, Chaozu! We already wished you back once with the Dragon Balls! We can't do it twice!
Wait, what?
They have, just total aside, which we could cut out, but the figure arts, they have like a Tien, a Tenshinhan coming out with a little Chaozu doing that.
Awesome.
But they also have a Nappa coming out. I'm just saying. Have some
that
fun.
Probably fits.
Oh, yeah.
23.
Yeah, they were originally numbers 5 and 9, and they didn't match up, and Chaozu uses telekinesis to make them match up.
His tricks is wonderful.
That's
tricks.
Not true, but that's a fun little story bit that I wanted to do anyway.
Yeah. Duckula versus Chaozu.
Yep. What's Duckula going to do in a fight?
Yeah,
that's my argument.
As much as it's weird for me to say this,
you should put Nanny in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Duckula wasn't really the
but
fighter.
But would Nanny be there anyway?
Oh, that's fair.
Can someone be tagged
Nanny.
In?
Nanny!
Are you catchy?
Can we have, are we functioning on just one-on-one, that's it? Or is it like, you know, you're playing like a Marvel vs. Capcom game where you can just call someone else in?
Does he
have an assist?
Does Duckula have support character?
Yeah, exactly.
Or is this like a duo character that she's always there anyway?
Yeah, you have those two.
Yeah. He just hangs in the background.
Yeah.
And directly.
I know, as much as I want Chaozu to win, I feel like...
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just blow himself up and kill them all, but then like, he'd also lose.
Well, he blows himself up, but he takes out Nanny.
Tries to blow himself up. Dracula's immortal, and they do the whole ceremony to bring him back again. Again, accidentally use ketchup.
Yeah. Right.
Dracula's back.
Yeah.
Wild kitty!
You can't wish Chiao Tzu back again.
Mm-mm.
Well, the Namek dragon, you know. You've really kind of reached an impasse. What do you do?
How long is this fight?
I don't think wishing them back can really be a part of it or
it's going to be okay. Who finishes the fight and that's it.
Right. I feel like we got ourselves a deadlock
here. Yeah, it's getting pretty complicated, but I'm going to give it to Chiao Tzu because I feel like he's more capable of fighter if they're going against each other.
Yeah. He
could actually like
be... Dracula is not a fighter.
No.
He'd be like, "Ooh, it's a good netty."
I want Dracula to go the distance here, but it's just not going to happen.
Just out of sheer wish, I want it to happen.
We're going to put him into the loser's bracket we'll do in 3 months or something.
All right.
Chiao Tzu win!
Can I say, that matchup was thrilling to me personally.
Well, if you like that, you're really going to like this next one. Jimmy Olsen... Superman's pal,
Jimmy Olsen. I prefer James.
Versus S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Scott Adsit.
Oh yeah, from the Deadpool comic.
Yeah, and he's still around in Marvel. Mm.
Just straight up Scott Adsit.
Yeah, just Scott Adsit
as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Love is a very beautiful, very intense feeling for a startlingly short period of time. Before long, you realize it just gets in the way of the real important things in life, like just going to sleep or being left alone.
That's what he's doing in that reality.
We had Don Rickles last time.
That's true.
You're both familiar with who Scott Adsit is.
Loosely.
Yeah, he was on 30 Rock, Pete from 30 Rock.
Yeah, he's the voice of Baymax.
Yes, that's true.
From Big Hero 6.
Brian Posehn, when he was writing that Deadpool comic, threw Scott Adsit in there as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. And he's...
Just why not?
He's been trapped in the Marvel Universe ever since.
Okay, so, Jimmy Olsen versus...
Yeah, Jimmy Olsen.
Scott Adsit. This is a throwdown for the ages.
This one I did not want to happen. It just sort of happened.
Okay.
I feel that Jimmy Olsen has, like...
He's got 60-plus years.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of... Like, you know, if it was Jimmy Olsen, young Jimmy Olsen at the start, maybe not.
I'm thinking it's got to be, like, bowtie Jimmy Olsen. But again, he sometimes turns into a turtle monster. What are you going to do?
Yeah. He just goes in turtle mode.
Yeah.
Just squashes him and then takes out a bridge... And then he's okay.
Worst case scenario, are there assists? Because dude's got that watch. Scott Adsit is getting fucked up.
I'm calling my big brother.
Yeah.
What the hell is that ringing sound?
I feel, I gotta give Jimmy the edge on this one.
I think Jimmy's
even without the watch, even without the turtle, he's got the skills.
He's got years of cowering and
Scott Adsit, I assume, has S.H.I.E.L.D. training.
Skill or two.
He's gonna have some S.H.I.E.L.D. training, I assume.
I don't think he was a necessarily very good S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
No, not at all. I'm gonna give it to Jimmy.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, give it to Jimmy.
Jimmy Olsen, win!
Okay, next up is Red B. Now, I'm curious.
Who is Red B?
Bri sent me Red B, and I was wondering, Golden Age Red B? Or...
He just has a bunch of bees, and he's like, bees!
Yeah.
What's this? A handsome family picnic woefully underpopulated by bees? A large influx of bees ought to put a stop to that.
He's a character who has apparently lapsed into the public domain despite being a DC character.
I was thinking Golden Age Red B, for sure.
He's got like a yellow and red and black and green sort of stripy costume.
Oh, like a bee!
He's got a bunch of bees, he's got a stinger gun, and he keeps his favorite bee, named Michael, in his belt buckle.
Guess who doesn't?
Yeah, well, I mean, where do you keep your favorite bee, named Michael?
Michael.
Well, he's my favorite bee, so I trust him to live his life.
Does he have superpowers and that he can control the beers?
He controls them.
He directs them.
Yeah, they listen to him.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, he's not...
He's not like, bee, flip that car. But he's like, bees!
You want to flip that car? Do it if you feel like it.
He's a bit of a Dr. Bees.
Yeah.
All right. He's a bee character.
Yeah. And
hey, throw some bees at you.
Yeah.
And up against him, Red Bee, is Kate Bishop, Hawkeye.
Oh. Yeah.
Helping these cats and dogs. They should be rewarded for not being people. I hate people.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't know if that's really a...
It's not a fair fight.
It's not a fair fight at all.
Does Kate Bishop have a bee allergy? That's the first thing you need to ask yourself.
No, the first thing you need to ask yourself
is... Yes, and she's down.
Does Kate Bishop have a bee arrow?
Oh, she definitely does.
She has a barrel.
She doesn't like trick arrows.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
How many bees are you going to hit with an arrow?
Yeah.
Like three tops.
Yeah.
Michael's going to get you.
Michael.
It's true. Well, you have to have great aim. She does. That's fine.
Have an EpiPen arrow?
Shoot yourself
in the leg!
She shoots
and it zoops her.
It hits far to the corner.
She's going to go for her regular, you know, arrow to get Michael.
Michael.
And it's going to be that shitty USB arrow with like 8 megabytes. And it's just not going to work.
So she's going to get stung into real bad anaphylactic shock, is what you're saying.
Okay.
If she has a bee allergy.
So bee wins.
Red bee win!
Ah, Kate, no.
The final is Matter Eater Lad.
Yeah, he's mad. He's mad.
Versus the Maestro.
Where the hell did you get that damn bomb anyway?
The Maestro.
The who?
These are both ones that Merc picked.
These are both mine.
That's good. Those last two are both mine, too. So,
yeah.
It'll happen.
I don't think there's really even a question.
Yeah, I mean, the Maestro is made out of matter.
He's gonna eat the Maestro. Do you have Maestro dipping sauce? Is there...
Yeah.
I like ranch.
There's hairs in my food.
Just hair.
White, wiry hairs.
I wonder if he could do that.
Could
Matter Eater Lad just eat people?
He'll eat a fist.
It doesn't matter.
That's true.
I mean, he's
just saying.
Okay, I'm not really...
The Maestro has to, be stationary for him to get in there.
But that's a good question, though, of just, Matter...
He can eat anything.
He can eat anything.
Anything!
Can he not be a cannibal?
Does need to be willing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it's, inanimate.
Does it have to be an inanimate object?
Yeah.
I feel like that's some Elseworlds bullshit. Matter Eater Lad became a bloodthirsty cannibal. And he smokes.
Oh, I'm doing a shot of that.
We're lucky Alan Moore left DC before he got to that. Seriously.
Matter Eater Moore.
Real lucky.
Matter Eater Lad ate my legs. But I love him.
She just drags herself around.
You know, Matter
Eater... Saturn Girl, respect yourself.
I believe Matter Eater Lad would get a good bite in until he just got destroyed. There's really no way to say that sadly, I want Matter Eater Lad versus Jimmy Olsen so bad.
He would get a nibble.
Yeah.
Eat the shit out of Maestro.
You're right.
The Maestro would
get a fist.
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be some part of Matter Eater Lad's costume hung on the Maestro. Cut to that scene.
His
teeth hanging on the bandolier.
He's just wearing them as dentures.
Yeah.
And now I can eat anything.
I technically already could, but whatever.
I can get through the gristle of this chicken.
It's funny, in 3 years of the show, we never developed a comedic Hulk voice. We just did.
Yep.
Here we go. Maestro it is.
Maestro, win!
Next up is Jimmy Olsen versus Chiaotzu. So a small child, and I'm going to pull up a picture just so Merc knows who we're talking about, really.
Yeah.
Versus, Chiaotzu. Get it?
Nah. Chiaotzu can use his, powers to make you have to shit yourself. That happened in Dragon Ball, didn't
what?
It? I'm pretty sure in a fight.
Okay, this is what he looks like. yep.
Japanese Jimmy Olsen.
I feel like he fought Krillin, and I'm pretty sure he was, like, using his, like, he has, like, psychic powers and stuff, too, where he was, like, doing this, and Krillin's like, oh, my stomach! Yeah, yeah. Where he, like, basically made Krillin almost have to shit himself.
Yeah, and Krillin was basically, like, shouting out math questions to distract him, because he also, you know, he's a small child.
Yes.
He was, like,
trying but to... But also kind of a really stupid one. Those are easy math questions.
He was homeschooled. You realize he was homeschooled.
That's true.
By yeah. the adult man that he lives with.
Yeah.
This sounds like a sociopath in the making.
It's weird, you guys. It's yeah. weird. It's a weird time.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm going to let you two decide this one. This is.
I feel like we can't allow Chiaotzu to win this.
No?
This is ridiculous. He has to be stopped now.
Jimmy's just going to lose it and just kick the crap out of this
I feel
game.
Like Jimmy Olsen uses the signal watch, calls in Superman... Chiaotzu just like, okay, well, fine, we're doing this, huh? He calls in Goku, and they're like,
you're
both out. why would you do this?
People are watching. We were trying to not let this happen.
Yeah. We are trying to be the one show that does not
yeah.
talk about that.
And then we talked about it. Pops him in the head.
Yeah, why are you on a...
Yeah. So,
Jimmy.
Let's give it to Jimmy.
Right. Jimmy Olsen, win!
Jimmy's got it.
Jimmy's going the distance.
Next up is Red B versus Maestro.
Maybe he's got a bee allergy. It's a gamma bee allergy.
I mean, Bruce Banner would definitely have a bee allergy. Bruce Banner would definitely be Macaulay Culkin in My Girl. Come on.
We don't talk about that.
How hard can it be?
I think Maestro would just crush him.
Oh, that's true, yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, then, Michael!
And then he'd keep the teeth in and he'd eat the bees.
Oh, Michael, no! He'd eat the bees first.
I'm gonna make you watch.
Michael! My bees!
Yeah.
And then you know what? Maybe he'd let Michael live and wear him on the belt.
So now he's got his Michael belt.
Now I'm Michael.
Michael!
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now I'm the Michaelstro.
Well, I clearly Maestro wins.
Maestro win.
R.I.P. Michael.
And
Michael.
We know what's coming next.
Yeah, we know what's coming next.
As it had to.
Jimmy Olsen
fight out of Metropolis
versus Maestro.
Weighing in at 90 pounds, the Glass Joe of the DC Universe. It's Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
Versus Old Man Hulk.
Old Man Wise, Brutal Hulk.
There is a question here.
The question? No, the questions aren't in this.
Yeah. I have a what if.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of what ifs in this one.
At this point, all of a sudden.
Think of it this way. Doomsday versus Maestro. How do you think that goes?
Maestro.
I still think Maestro would take
Doomsday
it.
Killed Superman.
But Maestro...
Would Maestro kill Superman?
Maestro is f***ing ruthless.
That's true.
Maestro is evil Hulk, basically.
I'm just saying, in All-Star Superman, he had a little watch that turned Jimmy Olsen into a Doomsday. If he has that power at his disposal, maybe this is pretty close.
I think it's closer, but I still think Maestro would do it.
I think... I like the Doomsday idea.
Yeah.
I also like the idea of Jimmy Olsen still sometimes turns into a giant turtle monster.
That's true. That itself is pretty incredible. He's giant. Maestro's like, he's like the Hulk. Jimmy Turtle.
Turtle?
Turtle! Yeah.
Yoda the Turtle.
He's got to be crazy strong, but is he Maestro Hulk strong? Is the question.
And that's the thing, when you've got a small guy versus a big guy, in comics at least, the small guy seems to have the advantage and can zip around the big guy.
There's that, but then there's also the idea that Maestro, the thing that Maestro has that above a regular Hulk is just the intelligence, and yep. he plans stuff out.
Well, yeah. If Jimmy transforms, he's a big, dumb turtle idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think there'd be a big, dead, dumb turtle idiot. That gets eaten with matter eater lad teeth.
I feel like he had his smarts in the Doomsday form.
I'm gonna eat your shell.
He had his smarts in the Doomsday form, I'm pretty sure, if I remember it correctly. However,
it's Jimmy smarts.
he doesn't have that ruthless edge.
Me mild-mannered reporter named Not Bizarro.
For the last time, we all know it's you.
Hey, Not Bizarro. Looking good.
I really want to give this to Jimmy Olsen just out of principle for some reason, but I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
Jimmy, go!
Okay, here's the only remaining question. Does Maestro kill Jimmy Olsen, or does he just badly maim him?
He can't kill Jimmy.
I think he adds him to the belt, and he wears him while he's alive.
That's fine.
Stretches him around.
I'm just saying, like, Maestro is you know, evil and it's just a monster, but he's not... Nobody's a big enough monster to kill Jimmy Olsen. What kind of a monster would kill Jimmy Olsen?
And then it's...
Who won the last one? Was it Black Panther?
Yeah.
Okay, so Black Panther, Maestro.
We're gonna
have to do 8 of these.
Yeah, we're gonna get there. Okay, well, Maestro it is. Well fought. Well fought, Jimmy. Well fought, Chiao Tzu. Who knew?
Yeah.
Moment of zero. Of zero.
Hey, welcome to the Moment of Zero. This week we are going to induct a new member into the League of Baldo.
Whoa!
It's been a while.
It has been a bit.
It's been a bit. This week we're saying hey to Hellboy.
Your temper, it gets the best of you, makes you weak, makes you vulnerable.
Because we haven't.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, right. I mean, to be fair, this is a guy who, first appearance as a small monkey baby, already bald.
That's true.
Bald monkey baby.
That's very aggressive male pattern baldness.
Bald monkey baby.
Like, yeah, as a baby. That's unfortunate. I mean, like, usually you'd be a bald baby and then grow the hair. But...
Baby pattern baldness.
But no, bald the whole time.
No, but what can we say about it? What can we say about a man like Hellboy? Apparently, they're still making comics with him.
But he's
three new series coming out soon. Yeah, he's got the top knot.
He's got the little top knot.
But, like, it's not like he's shaven
a
samurai with a sharp rock.
No.
He's just sort of like, well, this is what I got. Okay, I'm going to do the samurai thing.
Yeah.
Because that's cool.
Because if he doesn't, what would it look like? Just like this.
He would just shave his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's boring. We don't want a Vin Diesel Hellboy. Right?
Says you.
Right? We don't?
I don't think so.
Did you watch The Last Witch Hunter?
Hell, I did, and that was horrible.
Yeah.
You two watched The Last Witch Hunter?
Look, we're idiots.
I'm gonna say, like, two people had to have seen it, and apparently they're here.
Can't be that bad.
I love horrible movies.
Yeah.
But I still didn't love that.
What about Michael Caine? He was good, those two scenes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a priest.
I think I totally blanked out that he was even in that.
What about Elijah Wood?
Blanked it out. I think I blanked out most of that
movie. What
about
Vin Diesel?
Blanked him out.
Who? What did you remember?
Nothing.
There was
the name and then Vin Diesel was in it.
There was a witch and he hunted them, I believe.
And it was the last one.
He had a big, dumb beard.
And it was the last time I would ever watch that.
But, I mean, the very short Moment of Zero, as League of Baldos often are, but can we agree, Hellboy's fucking cool?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
He's a cool-ass dude.
Cool ass dude.
He doesn't wear a shirt and wears a big coat with it, and he makes it look good.
If I did that, I would be run out of town.
I would do that.
You would definitely run me out of town.
I would absolutely run you out of town.
And let me say that I'm actually going to bring up Hellboy in the next episode.
What?
Woo! In some strange, weird connection that you're not going to anticipate.
Tune in to find out. This isn't the end of the show. But it's coming up in a minute. But I'm still saying, tune in
for the end of the show, where we end the show.
I'm talking about next week, which happens in a week. Until then, we're going to talk about the end of the show. Who are we?
My name is Merk. You can find me at merkasum.ca, merkasylum.ca. You can find me at Merk on Facebook. Mercanaut Like Astronaut on Instagram, Merc Asylum on the Twitters. Go on my website, you can find my books, three graphic novels. Although one is almost gone, I almost owed a Victor's Legacy, and that's the end of the printing. Literally, like a dozen left, I have, and that's
it. That's it.
That's it. We're not doing it again. That's done. I've done two printings, and that's it. T-shirts, prints, not prints, but prints. Yeah, that's what I got.
My name is Bri Kotick. I do the comic Welcome to Hereafter at WelcomeToHereafter.com. Still on hiatus, coming back September 5th. Hopefully I've started working on that by the time this airs. You can look me up on social media, BryKotyk. And other than that, I do this lovely podcast with these two lovely boys. The third of which is...
Well, my name is Kyle, and I like to make art. Here's a URL for you to start. Finding my stuff, that's quite the bomb. It's at kylees.com. Wait, no, shit.
That worked.
Yeah, just Google me. It's at thekylees.com. I ruined my rap, you guys. Oh, I'm out of the rap game. I'm sorry. I gotta be out of the rap game.
Who's gonna eat your mom's spaghetti now?
Oh, I'll still eat my mom's spaghetti. Don't worry about it. All
right.
Evelyn Lees makes great spaghetti.
So it's. I don't know.
Thanks as ever to KP Merkley.
Kenneth. KP. Preston Merkley.
Sorry.
Kenneth.
KP Merks?
Yeah, however you want to call it. Caper. To the Caper.
Thanks to the Kips.
You can look him up under Ocean City Defender. Type in Ocean City Defender music, and you'll find his stuff. He's got several awesome albums. He's done some movie soundtrack stuff.
Some award-winning soundtrack stuff.
Yes, totally.
And he gave us music, and you heard that music.
Yeah.
If you're at this point of the episode, you've heard pretty much all the music that he's done for us.
Yeah.
For us.
You haven't heard the old theme song for that. You'd have to go back to episodes that you shouldn't probably listen to.
Yeah, let's don't do that.
No, and maybe some new stuff coming up soon.
We keep hinting.
Yeah.
We're hinters.
In the hinterland.
And another thank you to Evelyn Lees for her great spaghetti.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Hey, we'll be back in a week.
Yep.
Mom. Pacific Rim. Get on your giant robot and head to the Pacific Rim. Going for a
trip. Panama? Pretty much.
Panama.
Yeah.
Panama.
Yeah. It's like a Capri Sun commercial.
Pacific Rim job.
Or Gypsy Danger just slams a giant Capri Sun to Panama. That's a real commercial.